Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. We hope everybody's having a great evening. We've got an amazing guest tonight. Returning to the show, she's a glutton for punishment. Laura Cheadle will be joining us. We're going to be listening to and talking about her brand new live CD, Living On. So we're very excited about that, to have Laura back on the program. And I have to say to all of our listeners in the Midwest, gosh, are we lucky today, because we've enjoyed an Indian summer with temperatures of 80 degrees, that they're saying 80 degrees for the next few days. So for many of the inhabitants here, our animal compound, they're quite excited about this great weather that we're enjoying. And a little bit of the fall colors is very pretty in the Midwest right now. As always, handling the technical responsibilities, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, and our technical engineer, Wayne Larson, taking care of his musical responsibilities and doing quite the great job of it. Jim Johnson, and from the massive Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and somewhat regular Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. We're pretty excited about the show tonight. Laura's back.
We are excited. I've listened to the new CD quite a bit that she had sent to me. It's been in the animal meat transport truck, the truck I take to Walmart to get the tiger food, and I've had it in there for the last couple weeks, and I've had a chance to listen to it thoroughly. And before we even get started, I recommend all of our listeners to go to, I believe it's lauracheadle.com, and order your copy, because it's pretty darn good, if I don't say so myself.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How much? You've got six tigers. Is there any room left in that truck for you?
Well,
you get meat.
No, there's not a lot of room left in the truck after the meat is loaded and the bear food and the wolf food and the baboon food, and then finally the food for the wife and I. So, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. But I do listen to the tunes as I head off to Walmart on my daily trek, so it's that's my exciting life. The following portion of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the new children's book by Cheryl and Larry Batson. Order your autographed copy today at www.larrytheanimalguy.com, or send check or money order for $10 per copy to WES. Get a sharp pencil, 4140 North 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana, 46135. Shipping and handling is included.
It's now time, from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for October 6th. Now, our first two stories tonight are about asses. Now, excuse my language, but the first one is about a dumbass. Now, federal wildlife officials are looking for whoever shot a whale, leaving the animal to wander the ocean in agony for a month or more before it beached itself in New Jersey and died.
Oh.
Yeah.
What,
yeah,
a whale.
Now, that's why I said dumbass.
Yes.
Now, whales are protected by the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act. Now, violators can be fined up to $100,000 and sent to prison for a year or
that's
more.
That's not enough.
That's not enough, I agree.
No.
So please excuse my language, but I'm going to say it again, you dumbass.
Well, that's right. And for the children in the audience, we apologize for that, but it's so true. And how are they going to track this person down?
Well, they're hopefully somebody will turn them in, somebody that was witness to the event.
Is there a reward, or have they?
Yes, there is a reward, but the main thing is just somebody step up and this, we don't want this to happen again.
No.
All right. Now, our second ass story is about some donkeys.
Oh, okay.
We're heading off to Ravenna, Arkansas. Now, a rural Arkansas pastor wants to know who left 7 donkeys outside his church. Now, James Hughes says he first spotted 3 donkeys wandering near a road in the country road there in Ravenna. Now, in the last 6 weeks, he's seen 4 more donkeys. Now, Hughes has tried to get the donkeys out of the road with feed, but he's not really an animal handler, so he can't get them to budge.
Oh, we need to go help.
He does need some help. And I think I figured out why the donkeys were there at the church.
What?
I think they were just looking for a place to bray.
Oh, you should apologize for that.
Oh,
Dr.
I will apologize for that one. Yeah, I am sorry.
Oh, my God. They've
all
got
right,
our number if they want us to help, though.
Yeah, that's right. Please, we will help.
Yes.
All right, Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh.
A 5-foot-long iguana named Izzy has evaded capture after running out an open door on Monday. Now, Izzy's owner, Melissa Atkinson, wants to find Izzy before someone gets hurt. Now, as we know, iguanas like to climb trees.
Mm.
And they really don't eat meat. But
no.
They can bite if they're cornered or threatened.
Well, what's her theory on someone getting hurt from exhaustion from trying to run after the iguana?
Well, you know what it's like if you corner an animal. And also, you know, their tails are very lethal.
Well, they have her number if they need our help. We'll go there, too.
On our way.
I've never been, so that'd be a good reason to go.
To Arkansas. Now, I've been through Roswell on many occasions.
Oh,
and one of my favorite things about Roswell are the tarantulas.
Oh,
they have
yeah.
a large tarantula population there.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. Now, here's a good idea.
Okay.
Brookfield, Illinois. Animals at the Brookfield Zoo are chomping on leaves and branches that Con Ed workers collect after they trim trees and shrubs along the power lines there. Now, the zoo naturalists have given Con Ed a list of approved plants and tree species for the animals to eat. Now, rather than taking the trees to a dump or, you know, putting them in the wood choppers, they're taking them to the zoo for the animals to enjoy.
What a great idea. Yeah.
That should be done all across the states.
It absolutely should be done. That's fantastic. What a great story, Dr. Day. Your research team is extraordinary this week.
Well, thank you.
You're
welcome. Now, here's another story. As we've been reporting for the whole summer, spring, bears. And beware of the bears.
Yeah.
Well, Billings, Montana. Mm. A grizzly bear that fatally mauled a hiker in the Yellowstone National Park was killed after DNA evidence linked the animal to the scene of a second hiker's death just a month later. Now, the female bear was not removed after the first death because the park officials said it was reacting naturally to defend its 2 cubs.
Yeah.
Now, we've warned people about this.
Mm-hmm.
And bears have been on the move this whole last summer, this whole season. The bears, they're acting a little strangely this year. We don't know why, but like we've reported, when you're out in an area where there are bears, you make a lot of noise. You know, I hate to hear that. You know, they had to kill this female grizzly because of another.
Did they attack. Say what became of the cubs?
No.
Hmm. Yeah, to make lots of noise and don't have your pockets heavily laden with candy bars.
Right.
Right.
And don't bait the bears.
That's
I just hate to hear of it because we love the bears too.
And people should go back and listen to our show with legendary Yellowstone Park Ranger Bob Jackson, and they'll hear lots of stories about bears.
That's right.
Yeah, that was about 3 weeks ago, folks. So
that's right.
Get out your iPods.
All right. Now, I want you to help me with this story. What's wrong with this story? Well, Slipville, Pennsylvania. A 5-foot alligator was spotted in the Beaver Run Reservoir. Now, security workers at the Municipal Authority of Westmoreland County spotted it about a month ago.
Mm.
Now, manager Chris Kerr said the workers aren't actively searching for the alligator because the cold-blooded animal likely won't survive as the temperatures drop.
That's true.
Now, wouldn't that be the reason why you would be searching for the animal?
Well, if your name was Larry Batson, it would be. But if you're a power worker that really doesn't care. There's three. We got to go catch some donkeys, now an iguana. Now we had to go to Pennsylvania and catch an alligator.
I know.
I better.
We're going to be pretty busy before our next show.
I better pack a lunch.
Yep. Now, here's an interesting fact. You know that an alligator can go through up to 3,000 teeth in a lifetime?
I didn't know that.
Well, that's because they lose a lot of them while they're...
Right. Every time they lose a tooth, another one will grow back.
All right, let's head off to Puerto Rico, U.S. territory. Now, biologists captured a 6-year-old manatee after it had escaped from a rehabilitation area during the hurricane last year. Now, the manatee will be relocated to the island's southern region because it has the same genetic makeup as the manatees that live there. Now, he was in a pen and basically shark netting, and a hurricane washed him free, and you would have thought that they'd have just let him go, but I guess they had to capture him again so they could turn him loose again.
Finally, a wild animal we don't have to go catch.
That's right.
What's
that smell in Crystal Lake, Illinois? Well, the skunk index rose 46% from February 2009 to January 2010.
Really?
That's right. Now, the only bad thing about that is the skunks, a lot of them carry rabies.
Yes, that's true.
And that could be a problem.
Well,
but,
it could
you
be.
Know, so that's what that smell is.
I wonder what
All right.
tomato juice sales are in that area now.
Yeah. Well, see, there's another business opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, drivers, watch out for deer. It's that time of the year. Now, here, for instance, drivers in Indiana have a 1 in 178 probability of hitting a deer in the next few months, according to State Farm Insurance. Now, they're the ones that would know about all this.
Yeah.
Now, if you live in West Virginia, the highest risk with hitting a deer is 1 in 53 drivers.
And what's Indiana?
1 in 178.
I can believe that. I've driven through West Virginia, and the highways are literally littered with deer that have been struck by various vehicles.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's not a good thing. There's a lot of way to prevent that from happening. There are certain attachments that you can put on your car that whistle and make noises, and you know. But yeah, just beware.
Yeah.
All right. Trenton, New Jersey, most of the shellfish beds in the state are open again now that the pollution concerns from Hurricane Irene have passed.
Fantastic.
So just check before you get out there on your shellfish and make sure everything's okay.
Mm.
Now, that's the wild world news for October 6th, but I wanted to leave you with one more thought before we go.
Yeah.
The lifespan of a taste bud is 10 days.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you find that out?
Oh, why? My researchers.
Oh.
Now, what does that have to do with wild animals? Absolutely nothing, but I just thought it was interesting.
Well, it is. And thanks, research. Once again, an extraordinary job by Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News. We want to tell everyone to check out my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our brand-new Facebook page. Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with photos and information about our animal family. Brand new underwriter, Cobalt Blue Press Bookstore in historic Knightstown, Indiana. The shelves are stocked with new, rare, and gently used books, including many hard-to-find children's titles. Whether it's your favorite author or subject owner, Shannon Dawson, that didn't sound right, we'll find any book. Contact Shannon, please, online. And contact her through Facebook or Twitter, or go to my webpage, Larry Batson, the animal guy, in the Facebook, or visit the store 7 days a week, free coffee, Wi-Fi, and a cozy reading area. Very cool store. I have to tell you, we did a book signing there a few weeks ago, and it's extraordinary. It's a Cobalt Blue Press, corner of Main and Jefferson in Knightstown, Indiana, and thousands of antique postcards for your collection. Also, RadioMom.fm, in the home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70% on vacations, restaurants, and a variety of other goods and services. And listen to my show, The 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7, each Sunday at RadioMom.fm. And iKidsFishing.com is the first kids fishing show in the USA, starring kids, teaching kids how to fish. 40 million fishermen spending, listen to this, $45 billion a year. The iKids Fishing Show is a keeper. More info at We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake in western New York, not too far from Laura Cheadle. And their website is www.wewantyou.com. It's one of America's finest fishing resorts. And, of course, McGregor Mountain Lodge. And next week on the show, Michael Hodges will be joining us. He's the owner, the proprietor of this magnificent lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. And he's a little nuts. He's a runner, a mountain climber, an adventurer. It's on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. We call it God's Country. Go to their website at info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Monkey fingers he shoots, Coca-Cola he said, I know you, baby, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together, come right now, oh, over me. I could, you guys can do way better than that one. I know it's early in the night, but come on.
Cheadle from her brand new album Living On, and her whole family's in the band. Man, amazing recording. Good evening, Laura. Great to have you back on our show.
I am glad to be back on.
Wow. Is it, now, you'll have to clarify, is that your brother? It sounds like a Hammond B3, but with the new technology and these keyboards. It's
yeah, that's my dad. My daddy, of course, is playing.
Oh, it is. That's, wow.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That's an amazing cut. What made you decide you wanted to do an old Beatle classic like that?
Well, I always say I was born in the wrong generation because I like all the old stuff. I don't think I like much new things, so that's what I'm constantly listening to. Of course, my dad's influence. We just kind of, you know, we put it in a different key and we just made it our own. So when I do a cover, I like to make it my own. I love that song, so that was fun. And, you know, it kind of went with the... That was recorded at my CD release show last year. And it was coming together for the CD release. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a fantastic... You know what's bizarre on that recording, though, which when you listen to it now, the one by the Beatles, and, of course, you really couldn't hear it till it was put out on CD with all the... the digital sound where everything is so clear. But you'd always hear John Lennon say something behind the recording that was kind of rhythmic, and he's saying, shoot me, shoot me. And after
really?
Yes. And, of course, that's how he was killed. So that was always really bizarre.
Wow. Well, yeah. Wow. That's freaky.
Yeah, that is freaky. I'm sorry I brought that up.
Give me the chills. I'm like, woo!
Yeah, so listen to the original Beatles recording of that, and I'm telling you, it's just, man. Well, that's quite a fine rendition. The whole CD is absolutely spectacular, and it really gives you the feel what a Laura Cheadle show is like. And as we were talking, we need to bring you to Indiana.
Yes, absolutely. Bring me.
So you've got your dad in the van, Papa Cheadle. I have the thinking that he is probably one of your strongest musical influences.
Absolutely, 100%. Oh, I'm exactly like my father. I am, you know, he taught me everything. He was the one, you know, when my mom went back to work, if I was born, I was with him in the studio listening, and he's my biggest influence, for sure. We're the same person, too.
So do you go over to his house and dig into his LP collection and listen to all the old classics?
Absolutely. I was there today.
You were?
Oh, yes.
Well, who's your favorite?
We like Tower of Power.
Yeah.
I love Tower of Power.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my absolute favorites. They're just so funky, and Stevie Wonder, of course, but Tower of Power really, really gets me. We listen to them all the time. We have the anthology. And it's unbelievable. My dad's played on so many of these people's albums that I didn't even know about. And I'm just like, wow. Incredible.
Yeah, that has to be. What a legacy he has. I mean, that's just amazing. And does he do a lot of the arrangements of your recordings and your songs?
He records the entire album. He has a recording studio, so he does. I mean, I write my music and lyrics. The album Change It's All Right, which is my latest studio album. We did a lot of co-writing together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually my favorite album that I've released because it's just very soulful and bluesy and everything I wanted.
Well, as far as young ladies that are singers now, who's your strongest influences? What gets Laura Cheadle going?
It's all the old stuff, I'm telling you. It's Stevie Wonder, it's James Taylor, it's Aretha Franklin. I'm constantly listening to older music. That's what moves me. That's the good stuff. That's what always gets me.
And, you know, we were talking earlier today about what a great era that your father and I grew up in when we'd sit around and wait for the latest Beatles 45 to come out. Of course, the youngsters, 45, what is that? it's a little bitty record that would have one song on one side and one song on the other and would cost 99 cents. And
and
about every, I don't know, for the Beatles, it was probably every 4 months they'd release a new single. So, you know, from I Want to Hold Your Hand to I Feel Fine to 8 Days a Week and all these great songs. That at the time, you know, that's really, really good, you know. Then we look back now that we're old and we listen to the music and what's going on now, we realize how lucky we were the era that we did grow up in.
Oh, I'm so jealous of you. I say it every day. I'm so jealous. You had access to that, like coming on the radio, like these amazing artists that are like were new and new albums being released. It's just unbelievable.
It was a great era. It's a great... And I think in a way that, Laura, with a lot of your music, you've captured, though, you have your own distinct sound. And I mean, when you hear a Laura Cheadle recording, I've always been told, one of the people that told me this was a guest on our show. He's a record producer in Los Angeles, and he's done everyone from Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, John Lennon, Shelley Leibowitz. And he said one of the strongest attributes to any singer is to be able to listen to the voice and automatically know who that singer is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sound like, I mean, we'd always used to laugh. We said, well, you know, if Mick Jagger or Bob Dylan decided they wanted to try out for American Idol.
They'd be like, no way.
They'd be going, it would be. Well, you're a little pitchy, Mr. Jagger.
Yeah. you don't have that pop sound I want. No, I know.
Yeah. So it's kind of and you're doing. I think that, you know, as he pointed out, that the new artists that are kind of get spoiled with this, where you're doing it the right way, where you're paying your dues and playing everywhere you have an opportunity, and realize it takes a while to hone your craft.
Absolutely. It's. I mean, when I see these shows where, American Idol, and they're like, I've never sang for a live audience before, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you got to pay your dues. I play free gigs still. You know, you got to be seen. You play the hole in the walls, you'll play amazing places. But it's all about paying your dues. And that's what kills me about these shows. They're not even broken in yet.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We're talking to Laura Cheadle. We want to hear something else from the new CD, Living On. Here's something else from the fantastic and funky singer Laura Cheadle here on Larry Betts' Wild World.
Remember that time you were driving my car? Never did have a good sense of direction. I adore the way you took control. It made me feel like maybe I was wrong. I'm stuck in this double mission, baby. Baby, you were able to grab a hold of me. I see through all those awkward glances. They just tempted mine, not to fall into love. Tell your beauty in hand. I'm stuck in the midst of a mystery, baby. I'm just tied down, baby, in your mystery. It was kind of scary when the car.
Laura Cheadle's new CD, I still call them albums, Living On. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Laura. I have lots more to listen to and talk to her about. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
bear sighting?
Location.
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website, and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back with Laura Cheadle from her estate in Princeton, New Jersey in just a little bit. I want to tell everyone that next week on the program from Rocky Mountain National Park, Michael Hodges, adventure mountaineer. I'm sure he'll have an exciting adventure to tell us about. And the following week, the return of Chris France from the legendary band Talking Heads and his tour right now with his wife and their band, Tom Tom Club. That'll be in 2 weeks right here on Larry Batson's Wild World. We want to tell everyone that we have several underwriters that help support us, such as Tire Service Plus and owner Jerry Jones, taking care of America's auto maintenance needs. They keep our animal truck on the road, traveling thousands of miles with our wild animal ambassadors. And we'd like to thank all of our individual underwriters that help support our shows, such as Jeannie Harold and Harley Gines and all those folks that send in contributions. And go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and hit the button that says Contributions, I believe is how it's mentioned. And you'll find out how easy it is to help support our show and some of the great guests that we have. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. And those are a few of our underwriters that help support us and keep us on the air.
How many times must I go through this? Life is about hit or miss. Suddenly, I knew you'd be my last. Never thought I'd be as happy as I am. Watching you sleep in the AM. Waking you up in the AM. The bus arrived right at 9:16. There were three seats and I sat in. Whoops, there goes my coins. Yeah, there they are. You picked them up and gave me my life change. Never thought I'd be as happy as I am. Watching you sleep in the AM.
sounds of Laura Cheadle, the funky sound of Laura Cheadle from her home in Princeton, New Jersey. And, boy, I have to tell you, your dad, Papa Cheadle, he compliments your voice so well with those piano flourishes. It's just amazing.
Oh, he's unbelievable. I mean, it just, I don't even have to say, he's so good.
You're so lucky.
It just fits. And I know, absolutely.
And not only is he, and he has a recording studio, so for when you go into the recording studio, it must be such a relaxed atmosphere, you know, and you're not under a time clock that many artists would be when they're trying to put something together like that.
And I think that's why, my music, it comes out exactly how I want it every time, because I just have so much time to do it. Like you said, I'm not under a clock, and I have my brothers who are in the band, they play on it. And it's just a great thing, because we rehearse in the studio, and it's just very tight.
So you recently had a plan, or I shouldn't say a plan, a trip planned, that's where I was going, to head off to Egypt, and of course with the conflicts over there, it got kind of...
it was little. Probably the worst timing ever. I mean, that was exactly when I was supposed to be there. That was unbelievable. Like, are you serious? And but you know, I'm glad I wasn't there during it, because that would have been horrible.
It would.
Absolutely. But we'll probably get word today. I'll probably be going to Egypt in February or March. So stay tuned.
Well, that's exciting. Wow. Everything's cleared up, and you're going to head over there, and you're going to be on our show after the fact. Tell us all about your Egyptian adventure.
Yes.
And you're gonna have an opportunity.
I'm gonna funk like an Egyptian instead of walk. I'm gonna funk. That's exactly it.
Well, you had promised the last time that you were over there that you were planning to go over there, that you were gonna get your picture on top of a camel.
And I'm holding that.
Yeah, well, I haven't forgotten that. In fact, I made a note to myself on this, and we're gonna, and you know, we have the Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, and that picture is the one I'm waiting for after the first of the year with the funky Lord Cheadle on the back of a funky smiling camel.
I'll get a video of me singing on the camel. I think that'll be a first.
You know, you should do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Always thinking ahead. Do that.
You should shoot a video over there.
Oh, I got my flip camera, so we were ready. I will shoot it.
Well, you know, a lot of these cameras are not. Is it HD?
Yes. It's HD,
God.
Yep.
What a great concept. Then you could put it on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, it's like you put in your computer and you can put it right on. Like,
oh,
like click.
God.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that's a that's a good idea. We're talking tonight to Laura Cheadle. We've gone completely off the subject. She has a brand new album. I still call them albums. I'm sorry, I'm old.
So do I. I call them albums.
Oh, do you? Oh, good. Well, I don't feel so ancient now. And, in fact, we were told, Laura, that the album is coming back. The vinyl?
Yeah, I heard that. I hope so. That's
awesome. No, it's a fact. Yeah, we heard that from Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, that it's coming back. Because now so much of the artwork is lost with a CD, you can't even read the print hardly. And one of the exciting things, of course, you didn't grow up in the era, was you'd buy a new album and you'd listen to the album. And then you'd read the cover and observe the cover at the same time. That was a whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Where now that experience is gone. But, yes, we were told that vinyl is coming back. So Laura Cheadle will probably be on vinyl. We can look forward to that. We've got a couple. We've got a lot of tracks we want to listen to. Here's something else from the brand-new CD now. It's lauracheadle.com. Is that correct?
That is right.
And where you can order it from her brand new live CD that was recorded all over the country, Living On. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you
Let's see if you can guess. Who
is
else
that
would it
Laura?
Be? No, that's my dad. So he's doing left-hand bass on that and doing the harmonica and was playing keyboard. It's unbelievable.
That is amazing.
And later in that clip, I had the entire audience singing. That's a fun clip.
Well, that's what's so fun about the album. We've cut out a lot of the banter before and afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you bring the audience right into the show. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, that's an entertainer there. There's so many concerts I've been to over the years where the band didn't talk to the audience, and basically
I know
they just
be like, okay.
You know who
yeah.
was notorious for doing that was the band The Cars, and they would play
oh, yeah.
a song and then they'd turn their backs on the audience and they'd start up another song, and that's basically, of course, I guess that was their thing, but it's so much more enjoyable when the artist seems to interact and become a part of the audience and does not give the impression that they are above the audience. And I think that's what's so strong about this CD.
I get so into it. I have so much fun. And as you hear on the album, I'm like talking about how I'm having herbal tea. Everyone's like, oh, you got some rum in there? I'm like, no, just Earl Grey tea. Because I just get so high from the audience, you don't need anything. And I've always been in musical theater and a performer, so I love being on stage.
And you said earlier, we were talking before we were on the air, that you're a vegan. For the
yes,
ones
I am.
For the ones that may not understand that term, you eat all vegetables entirely, nothing else?
Well, obviously I have tofu and proteins, and plant-based proteins. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
You can't live on vegetables.
Gorilla?
Yes, I am a vegan. I've always been a vegan.
A gorilla does, though.
And believe a gorilla?
Yeah.
He lives on just vegetables?
Absolutely.
There's no protein?
No.
Oh, wow. I don't think that would be too healthy, though, just to live on broccoli all day. I think you would need a little something else for me.
Well, it would.
That's interesting, though. I'm learning about these gorillas.
Well, and true, I have a good friend, a school principal who's gone through, and we won't get too lengthy on this, but he's gone through some gallbladder problems, and it's all due to your diet. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we can look at the Chinese and the Japanese, and you in those countries, you don't see obesity as you do in the States.
Nope. And it's funny because that's pretty much all I eat, Asian food. That's it.
Do you have a favorite dish?
Unbelievable.
Do you cook yourself?
I try to, but I usually get takeout or so I get my dish. This is my dish. And if
yeah.
you hear it on the album, my dad introduces me at the end as Laura Tofu Cheadle. I get steamed tofu with
yeah.
steamed vegetables, no mushroom, brown sauce or gyoza sauce on the side, and brown rice. That is what I always order. All
really?
Steamed, and you just dip.
So what is...
And my dad just lost 80 pounds, and he's eating just like me. He lost 80 pounds.
Well, that is true. I mean, and I heard one
yeah.
of the doctors say, if your food is handed to you through a window, it's not good to eat.
Yes, absolutely not.
Like it. So you've never had a McDonald's?
No, I've never had a hamburger in my life, and believe me, I was not raised a vegan. I just, as a baby, I would take the hot dog off the roll and just eat the roll. I could not eat it at all.
Wow.
And I'm not against people eating me. I'm not one of those people like, ew. I just personally do not enjoy it.
Well, it's very healthy.
Get that steak away from me. Yeah. I feel good.
And, you know, like I've always said, we don't have canines like big cats and things that do eat meat that need that protein. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're absolutely right. That's probably what I need to do is become a vegan. It would be.
There you go.
Yeah. I might try that after the show. We're talking to Laura Cheadle and her brand new live CD. We want to make sure everybody has a chance to listen. Here's something else from her brand new live CD, Living On, right here on Wild World.
Him with that one. Absolutely torture him with that one.
It's a sultry little track there, Laura.
Yes, it is.
I think it'd be a fantastic single.
Yeah, that was one of my first songs I ever wrote. That's off my very first album, Carter Design.
Wow. Well, I feel that's a single. That's hot. That's you know, you probably hate this. That's top 40. That's a great song.
I like it. I like that. I do. I mean, if some good stuff gets in that top 40. So I have to send you that. I don't think you have that recorded version of it.
Oh, please do, because I'd love to hear it. As I'm probably
here. You need to have all the albums. You only have one of them, I think, and this one.
Yeah, I need them all because I am your number one fan in Clinton Falls, Indiana. I should be in charge of the fan club. And, yeah, absolutely. I would love that because we love the sounds of Laura Cheadle on Larry Batson's Wild World. And also, as much as we're going to love the photograph of you on the back of that dromedary camel.
Yes, me singing on it.
We're chatting with Laura Cheadle about this new live CD. We want to play a couple more tracks because we're running close to the end of our hour of music here tonight. I always love the music shows. It's kind of my... I don't know. It's my weakness. I love the tunes, and Laura does such a remarkable job. Here's something else from Living On, brand new CD, Laura Cheadle on Wild World.
Hey.
favorite Laura Cheadle songs from her last CD. Gosh, Laura, I forgot that was on that CD. That's amazing.
Thank you. That is absolutely, I think, my favorite song that I ever recorded or to perform. I love performing that song.
I suppose before we conclude our conversation tonight, we should talk about the people that make up this fantastic band that's basically your family.
Yep.
Tell us all the members.
My father, James Papa Cheadle.
Yes.
My brother, Jimmy Lee Cheadle. He's on lead guitar. My dad's on keyboards, left-hand bass, and on the inside of the CD, I have to write some funny things about them. My brother, Nick Cheadle, he plays keyboards as well, and he's my brother Jimmy's identical twin, so that's fun.
Oh.
And Ben Smith, who plays drums and percussion, we just pretend he's our cousin, so he has to fit in. So he's on drums.
Not only do you have your brothers as a band, you have your own security team.
Yeah, absolutely. No one wants to mess with me. That's for sure.
Lord help any young man who wants to try and put the moves on Laura Cheadle during a performance.
Yeah, you're out. You're out before you know it.
Between your dad and your brothers, my Lord, how intimidating could that ever be? I mean, my
yep.
God. So what's coming up in your career?
I have a ton of shows coming up. You guys can check them out, lauracheadle.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing substantial touring this year, so stay tuned for all those dates. Got a shout-out to Carrie and David Knife. Carrie is going to be setting me up in Florida coming up soon, so she's going to let me know. She's telling me right now on Facebook, so shouting out to her. And, we'll be hitting up a lot of different places this year.
Well, that's amazing. So is there the possibility you'll be doing some programs with Kazem Sultan?
I sure hope so when he goes on tour again because, you know, he is a really, really great guy. Very nice guy.
Oh, he is. He's been on the show, and we're trying
mm-hmm.
to con him into coming back on again sometime. You know,
yeah.
He's a little upset with us, so we actually asked
why?
We asked him to perform live. Over a speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
I almost called you with that same offer, and he said, no, I don't want to do it. It'll sound terrible. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, what a performance.
Wow.
And what a thrill for us, because he is such an accomplished musician, and he's written some fantastic
mm-hmm.
material. I mean.
Absolutely.
And you said it right. He's just really a very, 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 very nice guy, so...
Yep. You never know. You open for someone, you never know. And he was just one of the people that are just so nice. And that's really a great thing.
Oh, yeah. And then you opened just last week for the legendary John Oates.
Mm-hmm. That was Tuesday, 2 days ago. Yeah.
Wow. So you're still probably coming down from that show.
Very cool show. Made a lot of fans that night. People were coming up to me like I was majorly famous. It was interesting. It was awesome. I said, yeah. It was very cool. Some woman wanted my set list. She goes, could I have your set list? I said, sure. Here you go. You can read my chicken scratch. Very cool.
So did you
I am
a
not
chance?
A very neat handwriter.
Oh, you're not? Oh, well. But,
No.
So did you have a chance to chat with Mr. Oates at all?
No, not really, no. It was pretty much in and out.
Well, you know, there's some of those guys, they can't all be Kazem Sultan. And
that's for sure.
And, you know, so that I understand entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was a good show regardless.
Yes, it absolutely was. And a ton of people, actually a lot of people came out for me too, which was great. Very
cool
show. Well,
that's always the best. Of course. I know.
And the venue was fantastic.
Oh, well, that makes so much difference for any performer. We're chatting with Laura Cheadle. We want to play one more cut from the new album, Living On, that you can order at lauracheadle.com. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Always
lighted up tonight. The fantastic sounds of Laura Cheadle. Laura, thank you so much for being on the program, and what a great new CD. Living On's available
at so
LauraCheadle.com. Oh, yeah. And I'm serious now. We want to have you on after your big Egypt tour. And hear
absolutely.
All about it. Yeah. And we want to
I'm getting a video of me on that camel.
I'm telling you, a music video, it's going to be a kabillion hits on YouTube. You need to do that.
I think I might, I don't know if I'll be the first, but that would be interesting. I'm doing some funky music on a camel. I might be the first. I hope so.
Yeah. Great show, huh, Dr. Day?
Unbelievable. Laura, so great to hear your voice again. The new CD sounds wonderful. I had to come up with a new word for you. It's funkasexuality.
Ooh. I like that one.
Oh, Dr. Day is on the ball tonight. We want to thank Melissa.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot, I'm telling you. Yeah. Thank Melissa Hovey and Wayne Larson and, of course, Jim Johnson. And a very special thank you to Laura Cheadle. Good luck, Laura. Have some great shows. We'll be keeping tabs, and I'll man in the fan club here in Clinton Falls. So send me those CDs. I want to hear them.
You got it.
All right. Folks, next week on the show, Michael Hodges from Rocky Mountain National Park, McGregor Mountain Lodge. We're going to be talking mountaineering and adventures and exploring. It's going to be a fantastic hour. You've listened to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.